One other question from Yen, who asks,
Uh-huh.
what is energy?
Oh, what is
That's
energy?
a very big question.
Well, that's a really good question because I can't think of anything that is not energy. My college education started out as in physics because I was really curious about, what makes things tick, and I thought it was the physicists who would understand that. And so I know from that and other things that if you take the one of the smallest atoms of matter, which is hydrogen, and if the center of that atom was about the size of a soccer ball, the one electron orbiting it is probably about 20 miles away. So it's really not much in there that's truly mass or matter. And in fact, what physicists will tell you is it seems to be that the thing we call the nucleus, the soccer ball part, and the thing we call the electron are just some particular energy at some particular vibrational state. But I suspect that's not really what his question is. What is energy?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, and like I say, the first thing I would say is I can't think of anything that is not energy. Energy is kind of a, well, there isn't really a word, I suppose, for the kind of energy I think he's thinking about. But if I were going to come up with one that's similar, I would say consciousness. That energy and consciousness are probably, in the context of metaphysical things, are probably two words that mean the same thing. And that I would differentiate between, well, that's a long word. Anyway, I would differentiate between a state that you might call raw, unorganized consciousness, which is probably could be thought of as sort of a raw, chaotic state of energy. And that consciousness has a way of sort of transforming that raw, unorganized consciousness into something organized. And that organized thing could be a thought, or it could be an impression, or it could be an image, or it could be something that appears to be solid, like the room I'm sitting in right now, and the computer monitor I'm looking at appear to be solid. Those seem to be some sort of more organized energy or more organized consciousness. But yeah, what is energy? How would you answer a question like that?
I could perhaps add a question of my own,
Sure.
because I came to think of healing when healers work with energy. I mean, they use that word in a different sense, perhaps. I mean, the kind of energy you can give to somebody or move around somehow, non-physical energy.
Yeah, my wife is a Reiki master, and if you talk to her about what is energy in the context of Reiki, yeah, she would say, well, it's something that the practice of Reiki is a way of learning how to allow whatever that something is to come through the Reiki practitioner and be transferred into the person that needs that energy, whatever that is, and that a Reiki practitioner essentially just intends for that specific energy to go wherever it needs to go. And in Reiki, there are symbols used. Since I'm not a Reiki master or even a Reiki novice, I don't know what those symbols are, but I know that that Reiki people imagine a specific symbol.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, that's a sort of, that symbol represents a particular kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the imagining or remembering the symbol is a way of sort of connecting to that kind of energy. I just recently finished rereading a book that came out back in, oh, I think, 1994, if not before, called The Celestine Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a book a lot of people have read.
Yeah.
And I think it gives one of the most coherent explanations of energy and how it's used, how it's gathered,
mm-hmm.
What it's used for, and a number of ways to use it, that I might suggest that if the person who asked the question hasn't ever read the Celestine Prophecy, mm-hmm. it would be a good read.
Okay. I might just add that the Danish title is Den Niende Indsigt. For those who,
okay.
who don't know what
yeah.
the English
yeah.
title is. Yeah.
Yeah. In the workshop, there are a couple of exercises in which we learn to gather energy from above and energy from below.
Yeah.
And we talk about gathering the energy of love,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about projecting energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm not a really good source of a really good answer for the question, what is energy?
Nope.
Nope.
Or maybe you are.
Okay.
Maybe it can't be answered.
Yeah. Maybe more will come later.
Yeah. I just remembered something, and I don't know if you want to tell that, but you told a very interesting story to me during the workshop regarding the Reiki energy and the Reiki symbols. You said you did a little experiment with Farron and some kind of machine you had.
Yes, yes. That is kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, is that
it was really
suitable for an...
Really an interesting event.
Yeah.
I'm working on an electronic device that's intended to become a sort of communication link between the non-physical world and the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of years ago, I had a prototype of that device running. And a professor from a university in Texas contacted me and said he would like to come up and take a look at what I was doing.
Yeah.
And we had already learned that that the device could detect something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hooked him up to it. And describe to him how to sort of just get into a relaxed state, and we would see whatever would happen. This particular device was designed so that the output was an audio tone, a tone that played into the room so you could hear it.
Mm.
And depending on what the device detected on the person's skin, or through the person's energy field. That's a better way to put it, because it wasn't any kind of direct contact with skin. So the device essentially is detecting something about the human energy field. And if the human energy field changes, the audio tone goes up and down in frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of sets the stage to describe what happened. So we hooked the professor up to the device, and the audio tone didn't move anywhere. We had him relax. We had him try all sorts of things. And the audio tone just didn't move. It stayed at a constant low frequency, the low frequency that we have it start out on. And I had the impression that this guy's energy field or aura might have extended just a tiny bit past his skin. He seemed to be kind of a person whose energy was either extremely low or he had his field pulled in. And so I asked Farron if she'd like to try some Reiki with this guy, because in our conversations he knew that Farron was a Reiki master, and so she said sure. And she was, the professor was sitting in a chair, kind of leaned back and comfortable, and so Farron moved around so that she was standing next to his head, and she put her hands down without touching him. Her hands are maybe 6 inches away or so. And as we're listening, at first the audio tone stays where it is. And then it did something unusual in that the audio tone made a step change, or a change that went, instead of going something like, ah, it just went from ah to ah. So the audio tone frequency indicated there was a change in this fellow's energy field.
Yeah.
And normally what we heard, what we'd hear with a change in the energy field is more of a, ah, we'd hear shifts in the tone. Mm. But it didn't do that. It just went from ah to ah, and it stayed there.
Yeah.
Stayed there for quite a while. And Farron continued doing whatever she does when she does Reiki. And it made another jump in frequency. So it went from ah to ah, higher.
Yeah.
And it stayed there. Again, a very unusual. And for the next several minutes, as she continued to do Reiki, the frequency every once in a while would jump up to a higher frequency and then stay there. And when she got all finished, Farron remarked that it was kind of interesting that it was just as she was mentally changing the symbol that she was using,
yeah,
that the audio tone changed. It was surprising to me, because it seems to indicate that the state of the professor's energy field was directly affected by what Farron was doing with her Reiki, and that each symbol had a definite step change, and then it stayed at that energy state, whatever that was, until she changed the symbol again.
Yeah.
And in fact, after that experience, I thought, maybe we should look at building some sort of electronic device that uses the principles that we've just incorporated into this prototype, and use it as a way of a way that Reiki trainers could teach other people how to do Reiki.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that that Farron always talked about as she was learning Reiki was, I really don't know if what I'm doing is having any effect. Because normally when you begin to learn Reiki, you're just standing there, maybe with your eyes closed, and you're imagining a symbol, and you don't get any feedback.
Yeah.
Unless the person that you're giving Reiki energy to comments that there's some change.
Right.
For some time I thought, that'd be a great Reiki training tool, because you'd be able to actually be doing Reiki and change a symbol, and the tone frequency would change. It would give you some feedback, and that feedback is a way of telling you, I'm doing something.
Yeah, that would be great.
yeah, because there's a certain level of confidence,
yeah,
that seems to be required in doing anything, and I think a person makes a lot more progress in learning how to do Reiki when they have some feedback.
Mm.
And just as an aside, if there's someone interested in learning more about how such a device might work, who might be interested in doing something with it, contact me. There was one other event that was somewhat similar.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I've told you this story before, but for those in the audience who are familiar with the Monroe Institute, you're probably familiar with HemiSync and the various focus levels that are taught in the very first Monroe Institute program, Focus 10, which is mind awake, body asleep, and Focus 12 and 15 and 21 and so forth. An earlier prototype of this communication device was working on it in Virginia, and I had some friends stop by the lab where we were working, and my wife, Farron, was there at the time, too. And a fellow named Jim said he wanted to try it out. And so we brought him into the room with it and got him hooked up to it. And the three of us, myself and my wife, Farron, and Jim's wife, Jenna, remained in the room. And we just sat on the floor and relaxed and intended to send energy to Jim. There wasn't any Reiki involved or anything, just intended to send energy to Jim. And the device was similar in that it put out an audio tone. And as we all sat there, we again, or not again, because this was the first time it happened, but what we heard was the same thing that I heard when Farron did Reiki. Jim was sitting there connected to the device and had his eyes closed and evidently was relaxed. The audio tone started out low, and then again it jumped to another frequency. So it went and stayed there.
Yep.
And it did that, I think, in seven steps. Each of those steps were held for maybe a minute. And then it came back down with the same step intervals over a period of several minutes back to the original tone. And that was the first time we'd ever heard anything like that happen that was not associated with Reiki. And when I asked Jim if he was doing something during that little session, he said, well, yes. He said, I've always wondered if those focus levels that Monroe talks about are real or not. You know, are those things real or are they just something we're pretending?
Yeah.
So he said, what I did was, after I got myself a little relaxed, I went to focus 10 and I heard the tone change. Then I went to focus 12 and heard the tone change again. And he did that all the way to the area of consciousness that Monroe calls focus 27, which you heard about earlier in our discussion here. And then he intentionally went back down through each of the focus levels back to 10, and the tone stepped back down. So there's definitely something to the Monroe Institute's HemiSync system.
Yeah.
And the device is capable of detecting it. So more about something about energy, whatever that is.
Yeah. But it's interesting that it can be measured with the your device.
Yes, yes. I don't know anybody else who has ever demonstrated anything like that with Reiki or with HemiSync.
Nope. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it certainly verifies that something is going on.
Yeah.